This is the April 29th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 282 for property ID 127502140. The property is owned by Susith and Denali Kure. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Susith here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I have one question. I'd like to know what the county's value was last year on this home. Did anybody have the information sheet?
I don't think so.
Last year it was valued in 2023 at $501,279. 501279.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
May I share my screen?
Sure.
Are you able to see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, and this is that previous year's
that's here too.
Okay. So yes. Let me start. This is the same information that you have in front of you that I have submitted before, but I'm going to start with my table that is part of the evidence provided. This is how I calculated the my value. So beginning part here, this is publicly available information, row 4 through 7. These are the sales information directly taken from assessor's website. I have picked 4 different properties for comparison. These are actually more similar than what assessor has picked for comparison. Now I'll get to that here in a little bit. I'll explain why these are more in similar in construction and location. I have then in this column here, I have calculated the price per square foot. And based on that, this right here is the average price per square foot. And
your screen isn't showing that. You're showing something else.
You just need to change to the next page. The value comparable sales.
Okay, hold on. Let me try again. Let me do entire screen. Can you see my screen now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, as I was explaining here, rows 4 through 7, this is the comparable sales information that I have selected.
Yep, we got
this information.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
No, we have that. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So this is comparable sales information that I selected. This comes directly from assessor's website.
Yeah.
And these properties are more similar in construction and location than what the assessor has selected. And I'll get to that here in a minute. I'll explain why that is. Based on the location. On this column right here, I have calculated the price per square foot. And then this is the average price per square foot based on the numbers here. And I'm also pointing out that the parcel size is very similar, almost identical to these 4 properties. And this is the square footage of my house. And in this row right here, I have calculated the value based on the square footage of my house and the price per square foot right here. So this is this 506,600 is the value that I came up with the, based on the comparison. And from that value, I have deducted two amounts. And first deduction is based on the cost to cure. And this information comes directly from assessor. Back in 2021, I reached out to assessor, provided the issues related to my house. They agreed with me and they provide this letter. I won't read the whole letter. It's in front of you. You may read it at your convenience, but it explains why that $9,006 is taken out of the value. And then from this column right here, I have deducted $20,000 based on the location. And that's how I have come up with this $477,594 value that I have provided for your consideration. And that's the total value. And then in this row right here, row 20 and 21, I have broken down that value to the land and structure. And I have allocated 42% to the land, 58% to the total value. And I explain why in that row number 18. In row number 18, what I'm explaining to you is also you can verify this for yourself. Every single assessment year for my house, since I've owned this property, assessor always allocates same formula, 42% versus 58%. And if you go to this notice of valuation, every year you do the breakdown, it's always in that ratio. So that's why I have allocated in that same ratio in my valuation. So with that, I have come up with these numbers. This is what I'm presented in my form. This form, form 11, I believe. So this is where that those numbers came from. So let me now go to the why I'm location consideration. So if you work with any realtor, location is the number one factor for prospective buyers. That's why location, 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 right? So when the assessor, this is the same information. This is, I'm going to use Google Maps to explain this part. So this is my property right here. And this information is provided in that you can see it in front of you. As you can see, I have a parking lot right next to it. This is public parking. Anyone can park in this parking area. This house doesn't have a lot of privacy. There's a road in front of it. There's a parking space, public parking on one side. There are houses from all the other sizes. House in the back, house in the front. There's a neighboring house. So let's compare this to what assessor picked up for his comparison. So here's a property, one of the properties. So you can see this information in the comparison values that assessor provided. So this is this house, 3940 Northwest Oak Ridge Lane. Now, although the fact that it is close in proximity is misleading factor, because that may be the case, but location is completely much more private. So this property, for example, if you look at this property, see all the green space behind this house. If you are standing in the backyard, there's a trail going behind it. There's no neighbor. There's very nice green space right behind this property. And if in the eyes of a prospective buyer, you know, put yourself in my shoes, if I'm buying a property and if I'm presented with this versus the one with the next to the parking lot and surrounded by houses, of course I want to buy this house. And so let's look at the next property in assessor's list. on the assessor's. Next one is this 3929. And that house also, this is why I feel like these were cherry-picked from nicer location. So here's this house. This house also is surrounded by a very nice green space. There's no houses behind. Nice meadow in the back, right behind the property. Who wouldn't want this house? You know, if you have this type of a backyard in your house, that's much more valuable compared to a house surrounded by other houses. And same thing in this one. This is the 3730. That house is right here. It's this house right here. So if you look at the backyard of this house, again, the same scenario. Very nice private backyard, no neighbors in the backyard. So much more better privacy, nicer location. So my point that I'm trying to make to the board is the properties that assessor selected, all three of them are location wise would bring a much higher value in comparison to what I have selected, because my house is adjusted below average. This neighborhood has houses that going for multi-million dollars, and then basic houses like mine. Just because it's in a close proximity doesn't mean they are equal. So what I have selected in here for comparison are more similar, more close in features, more close in value, location, all that. So that is why how I came up with this number. So again, thank you for taking the time to listen. I think we have about 2 minutes left in the 15-minute time allocation. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
I see where the 9,000 comes from, but I don't see where the 20,000 comes from.
20,000 is based on location. What would a premium a buyer would be willing to pay? Based on the location.
And that's just what number you pulled out of the air, or what?
That is a number that based on these houses when they were sold. The same two houses, so let me go back to this. The same year that I bought this house, I looked at some of the houses that are being sold with the backyard versus...
I understand that, but I don't see the documentation for that. Okay, I understand what it is now. All right. Mm-hmm.
I have one quick question. The parking area there beside your house looks like it maybe holds four cars. Is that parking like for people who would come and walk that trail that goes behind your house, or what was the reason for that parking lot?
It's for anybody, sir. Anyone in this neighborhood, they can leave, okay. Because as you can see, this street is very narrow. You cannot park a street. Right. So people just park their cars here next to my house.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions, Arnold.
No questions for me.
Okay. We understand it.
All right. Well,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the April 29th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 431 for property ID 142024000. The property is owned by Megan and Tyler Davis. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Tyler here for the appellant. Could you please raise your right hand now to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, you bet. Just to confirm, do you guys have, it's a 14-page document with a letter of explanation dated March 14th on the second page?
There should be
page numbers in red on the bottom right-hand corner of every page, because I'll be referencing those going through this.
Okay,
excellent. So basically, I summarized best I could in this letter, so I'll be following that letter just because it is more organized than if I were to jump all over the place. But the real focus here is my land assessed value is very much so overrated, and the assessor is using assessed land values to compute against calculating or adjusting land value. So the very first paragraph I'm going to go through here, so I've provided four comparables, and all four comparables, this is land only, all of them are a minimum of 5 acres or larger, which my acreage is 5.79. And I picked the four closest properties. So there is no selective harvesting here. I took the four closest 2023 sales, and what they yielded was, my property is extremely steep. So I want you to imagine in the wintertime, you get snow or ice, no one comes up or down. It's about a 15% grade, potholes everywhere. So it's not desirable. I might as well donate 4.5 acres to BLM just because it's not usable. And so that's the real discrepancy here. But comparable number one is the most relevant. It's 1.08 miles away from my property. So it's just up the river. It's on the riverfront. It has relatively the same exact terrain. About 80% of it is very steep, and then 20% is usable, just like my property. And that one went for $98,430 in terms of a comparable to my 5.7 acres. The next one down. And I'm on page 7 and 8 is the summary of these properties. And then further detail, if you want to see pictures, is on page 11 and 12. So that's page 7 and 8 and 11 and 12. Comparable number two went for $95,300, and it's 2.5 miles away from my property. And it's all usable land, primarily all usable land. So the third property, which isn't really comparable, but I'm trying to give the assessor benefit of the doubt. It's in town, it's R1 through R5, so it's better zoning. You can build 5 houses as opposed to just one. It went for $183,900, and that's 2.3 miles away. And then the last one I use, which isn't really comparable, it's a gated community, has utilities to it. There's already high-end homes in it. It's up top, all usable property. It went for $370,000, $980,000. And so if you sum all four of those together, divide by four, that gets you the $187,150,000. That is what I wrote down for my land assessed value. Okay, now I know the assessor won't accept 2024 sales, but if you go to 2024 sales, which are more relevant, the case even gets stronger for me. This is on page 13 and 14 now. So this is basically the most relevant comparables, but I could not use them because they were not in the 2023 year, but I know the board can look at these. So comparable number one is 1.8 miles away, very close. Riverfront, it went for $127,980.
What are we looking at now?
So these are, this is on page 13 and 14. Excuse me?
I'm looking for something that sold for what you said.
Okay, it's on page 13.
Page 13?
Okay.
Yeah, and when I reference the dollars, it's comparable to my property. So if you go to page 13, you're going to see that at the top the sale price was $110,000, but it was only for 5 acres. Mine's 5.79 acres. So the comparable is actually $127,000. So I'm increasing that value to adjust for the extra acreage, if that makes sense to you guys.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you can see that one is 2024, very similar on the water. I've already gone over comparable number two. That was a 2023 sale. That's the one I mentioned earlier. That's the most relevant. Just a mile, a little over a mile upstream from me, and that went for $98,000. And then the third one, which is just across the street, less than a tenth of a mile away, and it's waterfront as well. It went for the comparable of $138,825, and that one has septic, it has your wells, it's gated, and it has a paved road. So my point here is my land is extremely overvalued in comparison to actual comparables.
Do those have buildings on them?
No, they're land. And now I'm going to go through buildings and land. Wait a minute.
There's still bare land.
Yes.
So there, that one you said has a well and stuff on it, but you can't tell me whether the other ones are developed properties?
None of these are developed. All of these are land only.
So your property is developed or not developed?
It's developed.
So keep in mind that when you value land in a development or that's already developed, you have all the infrastructure that's added to it, streets, water, power, sewer, everything gets added to the value of the land before it's actually, when it's sold. So you have to compare apples to apples.
Okay. And this last one, so two of these are comparables because the last one I just mentioned, this is on page 13, sale number three, went for $138,825. It has a paved, brand new paved access. It has a gated, at the bottom has a gate, electronic gate that opens. It has septic and it has your wells and pumps in it. So it's ready to go aside from your building permits and other components, but it's essentially ready for building.
And you said there's another one that's developed. Which one was that?
It would be comparable number two. So if you look at page 14, the last page, you'll see comparable number two. It's a gated community. It already has paved access. And there's already homes in there, and you can look at the description. It talks about high-end homes. So I don't know if it has a septic or if it has a well, but it has a paved, gated access.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm going to go into land, and so I'm going to show you the next three comparables. So this is going to be on page six. Is the breakdown, and then page 9 and 10 is the actual detail. So this is structure with land. This is a full comparison now. The three comparables I have is number one is it went for $793,000. Again, this is after the adjustments. You can see how I got to those adjustments based on, you know, land, acreage, and structures. But it is on the river. It's on 5.53 acres, very similar terrain, and it's 1.3 miles away. Number two went for $694,000. It's on flat land, so it's 5 acres, all buildable land, and it's 1.3 miles away. And then comparable number three, and the assessor did use this comparable as well, so we have the same comparable. It's a third of a mile away, so it's just up the road from me. It went for 864 on the river, 5 acres. So the biggest thing I have is that, you know, one of my comparables, I don't know why the assessor did not use. It's probably the most relevant. It is what comparable is that? It was comparable number one. So comparable number one went for $793,000. It's on the river, same terrain, 1.3 miles away from me. And so, you know, all three of these to me are very, very relevant, both from a structure, from a land, from a proximity. And when you look at all of that, that gets you the total value of $784,280. So again, I mentioned the $187,150. Is the land value. The building was $597,130. That comes from these comparables I just mentioned, and that's summarized on page six. And then I'd like to, if that all makes sense, unless there's questions, I'd like to just talk to you about the assessor's comparables and the discrepancies I see with those and why those aren't really applicable, or there's some adjustments that he wasn't accounting for.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Have you appealed to us before?
I have, yes.
Last year?
I don't know if I did last year. I have before. I don't know if I did last year, though.
Because last year you were assessed at $850, so you're saying you think the property's dropped in value to $784?
I think my land value is extremely overvalued. Okay. I'm trying to provide as much relevant comparables, and the numbers land where they land. I don't try to get to a number. I get to, you know, the comparables that are out there based on the year of the market. I do think the housing market has slowed down quite a bit, and it shows that in the numbers. So, you know, I don't look at it as what were they the previous year, what are they this year. I look at it on a yearly basis and what the comparables are. And there's really three solid comparables.
And then your home is considerably larger than any of your comps. So did you take that into account?
Yeah, I did. On page 6, right? I think 6 is the summary.
Okay.
So page 6, I have, where's the square footage? I have.
Yeah, he's at a footage.
Yeah, I see that.
So I've added, and quite honestly, if you look at the year built, mine was built in 93. I've never done any renovations to it. You know, the exterior is actually kind of deteriorating. I need to really do something there. But the other houses, I think it was 1996 was comparable number one, 2003 was comparable number two, and 2006 was comparable number three. So none of the houses I'm comparing against are older than mine. They're all newer. I've adjusted for square footage. I've adjusted for acreage if it's up or down, and I've adjusted for land. And like I mentioned, the biggest issue here that I see is the land. The assessor is not, he's using assessed land values and not comparable land values. And I understand your point, Daniel, with, you know, hey, you have to consider the utilities, but I have comparables with utilities. And so I think there is a very big discrepancy on what we're looking at here.
Are you in a developed area, or are you just isolated?
Isolated.
And you're all on the river, but it's not part of a development or anything. It's just separate property.
Separate property. It's separate property, and we have a shared driveway between seven homeowners. And like I say, it's very steep. It's beat up. It's not very desirable. I mean, certainly if I ever tried to sell my house, that definitely majority of people will say, hey, you're not getting in and out of here in the wintertime and inclemental weather. There's potholes everywhere. So it does drive down the value. And like I say, the 80% of my land, it doesn't do anything for me. It's extremely steep. You imagine the side of a river over the millions of years it carved out. There's nothing I can do with it. And yet I'm being taxed as if it's the same as flat, buildable, nice land up top, which I don't think is correct.
I'm just trying to locate. Aren't you on the south side of the Washougal River?
Yes.
Just out of Washougal, you have that road that goes in and it drops way down, and you're on a little flat plateau right by the river, but the rest of it's steep up the hill.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So yeah, if you zoom in, I see see where it angles there? All that all that land is not usable. It is, you can see the road coming in. It's a complete steep hillside. And I did truly measure it, and it's roughly 1 acre that is usable at the bottom. It's not necessarily flat, but it's usable.
Right.
And so that's where I'm coming from, guys, is it just doesn't, I can pull comparables both from land and the whole package, and both of them tell me the numbers aren't right with what the assessor is gathering.
Got it.
And I'm happy that the second part of the letter goes through the discrepancies. If you guys have time, I know we're limited on time. It's in front of you if you want to read it. I'm happy to go through it, though, but there is discrepancies that I saw with his comparables he pulled. And one of them that was the most relevant, he decided not to include, which I don't think is right. It's just, it's like I say, it's a 1.3 miles up the river. and it's the same exact almost terrain as mine. It's very steep. It drops down, and then the house, you know, has access to the river just like I do. And so I don't know why he decided not to use that one, but he didn't.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, I got it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with it. Yes.
Yeah, and hopefully I do my best to explain it. I'm not trying to get a value that I'm trying to get a low value. I'm trying to really do a diligent job at give you guys all the data comparables, because when I go through it, just it's crystal clear to me. But obviously, that's why you guys are here to look at that. So I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you guys.
Close the hearing.
This is the April 29th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 219 for property ID 14066-4000, and the property is owned by Joshua and Thomas Hogan. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Josh here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. You have my comparable sale paperwork?
Yes, we do.
So what I tried to do, I guess what I've come across is that my property is typically assessed against Camas property, which I feel is not an accurate comparison. I didn't get the assessor response this year, but that should be the case in prior years. So what I tried to do was to show three properties close to mine, you know, as close as I can in size and you know, year built, as well as a bigger home that's in my area that, you know, I think is, you know, higher quality, as well as, you know, a newer build, which is more in line with what the assessor has assessed my home at. And that would be the third one on Southeast 13th Street. You know, that's double the size of my home. It's you know, brand new. It sold, I think, for $1.2 million, which is around, you know, pretty close to what my home's being assessed at. You know, I'm just showing that as a way of, you know, comparison, that's well above what I own here. So, and that seems to be what the assessment was. The other one, I guess, is comp one. In, you know, this is a Camas home, but I had some trouble finding sales in the year. There wasn't a whole lot in the area. But I feel that this is, you know, closer to what, you know, to my home. I think, what is it, sold around 900,000. You know, it's a 5 acre. It's a little bit older, but, you know, the size is there. It's got an extra outbuilding of 2,400 square feet that I don't have. I feel this is, you know, especially given the fact that this is a Camas home and not a Washougal home, I think this is closer in scope to what, you know, to where I live. The only other thing I would say, aside from, you know, my attempt here to show like properties, is from the assessor's own, you know, words, you know, their little snip that they give each year, there was no, you know, it was a down year, and yet my property is continuing to increase in value. So I don't see how that could be the case. I realize there's a discrepancy between you know, the board's decision last year and what the assessor has, but you know, their baseline or their starting point is always their own assessment, which is a couple hundred thousand higher than where we landed last year. So, you know, given the fact that their starting point is $200,000 higher, I feel like this is an ongoing issue that we're going to continue to have. But anyways, I don't really have anything further to add.
Josh, you came before yes. last year. What was our decision last year? I don't, you didn't include that in your packet. Was it the million 4,000 or what was our value last year?
No, it was 875 last year as well as the year before. I've been doing this each year for 4 or 5 years running. But 875 was last year's revised assessment after our meeting.
Okay. And you don't think there's been any increase at all in value since last year?
No, I don't. I haven't done anything to the home. You know, per the assessor's own, you know, assessment of the market, there wasn't any increase in home values or, you know, in sales. And in like I said at the onset, specifically in my area, it was a real hard time finding any sales in the area. It seemed a lot less activity in this last year. So
you mentioned that sale 3 was a new home, but on your paperwork, it says it was built in 1999. The one that's twice your size, the one on Southeast 13th Street.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I mixed that up with sale 2. Number 2. Number 2 is 2020. Yeah, you're right. I think what I was going with there is, you know, that's the value. That's near the value that the assessor has for my home. And this home is double the size of my home. That's kind of, and it, I don't know, the size is the same on the lot.
Are you familiar with sale two? Because it looks like they paid $825,000 in 4 of 23, and then their assessed value dropped to $596,000.
I saw that, yeah. I was just going off the sale, because I believe that's how the assessments derived. I couldn't speak to the downshift, like the value, but it did sell for $825,000 though.
So the same thing on sale one that sold for $900,000, but the assessed value is $857,841. That's what you put at the bottom for the final adjusted value. You listed the assessed values.
Right. Yeah, I just pulled that off the GIS site.
Okay. I don't have any other comments. But it would be helpful if you appealed next year to include our decision from the previous year.
Yeah, thank you for that. I was uncertain because, you know, I noticed this last year and the year before whereby the assessor doesn't take that into consideration. They just use their starting point or their value. I'll make sure to do that.
They use a computer model. They don't start with any previous value. They have a computer model that computes how many bedrooms, how many baths, and then they get a number. It doesn't have anything, doesn't relate to last year's value. I think it should, but it doesn't.
Understood. Yeah, I think it should too. But that's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. From looking it over, I don't have any questions on it.
Yeah. I got it. Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you for your time. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the April 29th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 273 for property ID 256760000. The property is owned by Michael and Kimberly Kiesling. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Kim here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board. That's the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay.
I have one question first.
Sure.
We have a notice from the assessor that has reduced it to 957. Do you have that?
I do.
Okay.
All right, yes.
So go ahead. It's your turn.
Okay, so it's basically four parts. I know it's a lot of paperwork this year, but I felt like I had to explain myself a little bit more. So the first six pages are just, I numbered the pages on the top right-hand corner. So pages 1 through 6, that's just my notice of value, like you said. So I am going, my numbers are based off of the first notice of value. The second notice of value that you mentioned, 957, that is taking an account for the lowest bid we had on our roof.
Okay.
And I refute that. You know, it should be at least averaged out between the three different bids. So at any rate, so pages 1 through 6 are just the packet, the notice of value, and all that. So pages, it's really my pages start around page 7. So first of all, so pages 7 through 14 are our house. It's the first page is page 7. We're in all my comps are in neighborhood 3. It includes my comparable worksheet, a picture of our property, overhead picture of our property, and a few pages of pictures of the interior of our house. And so there is, for some reason, Clark County is always valuing our house at the very least, $100,000 more than it's worth that we could sell it for. So so there's three parts. There's our house, there's a cost to cure, and then there's the assessor's comps that he did. And I've poked holes in all his comps. I don't know if his comps are pages 22 to 44. Where do you want to start? Should we start with our house or the assessor's house?
You start wherever you want to.
Or not assessor's house. Okay, so we have a lot of damage in our house from the previous owner. We have cabinets that are not even glued to the wall. Anyway, so there's a lot of damage with the interior of our house. And then the roof itself is obviously needs to be replaced. Every year we have someone come out and take a look at it, but they say, oh, you can get one more year out of it. Because really, I mean, it's a huge expense. We're talking about, you know, at the very minimum, $60,000. So I just included the assessors on page 15, the cost to cure. For our roof, he or she did $44,800 cost to cure adjustment. And that's where you get the second notice of value. And I refute that. That's too low. I can't replace our roof for that. So my comps are, I thought I was going in order here. Okay, so, gosh, I don't know. I'm just kind of scatterbrained today. Sorry. With all our comps, my comps are in our neighborhood 3, and we do not have any outbuildings. We do not have paved driveways. We don't have sprinkler system. We don't have any gates. I mean, we don't have solar panels. I mean, there's a lot of things that our house has that the assessor keeps comparing our home to, and it's getting so frustrating. So I just wanted to point all that out. My comps are the it's really hard to, this year, the year 2024 that we're, I think that's my year, right? That we're looking at. Yeah.
Yes.
Payable in 2025. That was a really hard year. There wasn't a whole lot of sales. So I found the best I could find. And my three comps, at 980 was the first one. 980,000 was the first. 975 was the second. And then 985 was the third. So I did adjust my original application. If you notice, where is it? The cost or the assessed. So I originally said 876,914 as the total on my first application. And when I sent in my packet, I changed it to 924,946. And that number is based off of the three roof bids. I averaged out my three comparables and came up with the number, and then I deducted the roof bid of 55, which was the average between all three bids, was 55,000. I mean, you can read that there. Okay, so I'm trying to... Three comparables are in the same neighborhood, three. I averaged the three at 980. So then after at 980, then that's where I came up with the 924,946.12.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You came before us last year. What did we reduce your value last year? And if so, what was it?
No, I went to the state.
Oh, okay. And did the state adjust your value?
They have not responded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sent in my packet I think it might have been June last year. And so, I mean, I've been appealing every year. Right. So, I mean, this, you probably remember me. So, like I said, we don't have anything special on our property. We have a house. We have a pump house, an 8x8, nothing that's anything interesting. and I just don't get why the assessor, I'm so, so frustrated with the assessor's office. And I know that's not your thing to hear, but what I can do though right now is move on to the assessor's comparables.
Can we stop for a moment and yeah. Look at your... I mean, you've averaged the gross sales price of all of those houses, but your house is 3,920 square feet. The next one's 2,629. The next one's 2,290. And the next one's 3,067. I mean, just averaging the base sale price is kind of inequitable because of the fact yours is so much larger.
Well, but like I've read with the Kellett County, it's everything's cheaper the larger you go. That's what I have read, everything, and I read all the information sheets.
It's cheaper by square foot, but yeah. Not cheaper in total.
Well, I mean, it all adds up.
No, but if you take 4,000 square feet at the same price as the others, it's going to be a higher value.
Say that again. I mean,
for instance, well, if you take the first one at 980,000, it's 2,629 square feet. That's $373 a square foot. If you multiply yes. that times your square footage, you're going to get a much higher value.
Yeah, but we don't have a paved driveway like that one. We don't have solar panels. We don't have a sprinkler system. We don't have any views. It's at this that 980 parcel, it property is wooded acres, and it's got, you know, it's all the landscaping. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but
okay, all right, go ahead. You were going to go to the assessor's comps. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, my second comp, it has an electric gate, a shop, and a barn. But we don't even have that. Like I said, it was hard to find a comparable that year, it seems like. My second comparable is virtually around the corner. Part of the original Annie's Berry Farm that this property was from. I mean, it's a literally a hop, skip, and a jump. I could throw a rock and hit the house almost. Not really. But, and then my third comparable was 4.25 miles away. You know, I mean, and that one had a 6-car garage. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I know what you're trying to say. The money per square foot, it all adds up. But my argument is that this house is not what it seems. People drive by and they look at it. They see a large roof because we're kind of back in here a little bit. That's all they see. And the assessor has never come down my driveway. He doesn't even, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about the assessor anymore. But at any rate, my second...
Just a comment or two. You're asking for 924-946.
Yes.
The assessor's office has offered 957, and I adjusted their offer by the $10,253, which is the difference between what you have for the roof bid and what they have. Mm-hmm. That brings them down to 945-576. You two aren't that far apart.
We are, no, and that's exactly it, and I realize that, but I still, you know, I'm not going to pay an extra $30,000 when I should not have to, or have the, you know.
You won't pay $1,000 on a $20,000 difference.
Well, you know what I mean. I just don't want to pay more, I mean, because that's what we've been doing all these years, and.
I was just pointing that out. I thought it might take a little bit of a sting out of it.
I contemplated it.
Lisa, where's the number that you were talking about?
The county has come back and countered with 957-829.
Right.
And they used the $44,000 bid for the roof repair. She's using the $55,000 bid. So I took another $10,253 off the county's 957 to make the bid the same roof, and mm-hmm. that brought the county down to 945-576. She's asking for 924. So they're, you know, 20,000 and change different from each other. And I was just saying.
Is that her latest number?
Her latest, yeah. She raised it to 924-946. The county's offering, I mean, I'd go with the 945-576 because of the difference in the bid on the roof. And I was just pointing out to her that they're not very far apart.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, because my average is 55,000, theirs is 44.
Right.
I
just thought it would make you feel a little better than, you know, that it's not the million, whatever they were asking.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, I know, I'm just, this whole process, the assessor averages up when it comes to on their side, and then I have to average it down to the correct numbers. I mean, it's just.
Have you ever called and asked specifically for someone to come out and come inside your home and view it? Have you ever asked?
No, I haven't.
I mean,
my husband probably wouldn't want that.
Okay, well then then you'll never be able to really show them other than a few pictures.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, what's the gist of what you were saying? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you're what you're saying is, because of all the repairs that need to be done and, you know, the cabinets that are not right, that maybe if they saw the inside, they'd recognize that it should be a lower value. But if they can't come into your home and look at that, then that you can send them a lot of pictures. But, you know, unless you can get face to face with somebody or something, that's your only shot other than just appealing to us or appealing to the state.
Right.
And other, just pointing out that you're not that far apart from the assessor's office.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I was really frustrated because I was hoping to get it down under a 9 but I just couldn't find any comps that were there.
You can't get the square footage of your house. And yeah, and I know that the inside isn't in tip-top condition, but some people just, you know, a 4,000 square foot house is, to some people that's worth more than a 2,600 square foot house.
So can I just do a quick overview of the assessor's comps?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, because They're comparing, I gave you a worksheet, it's page 20. It's their, the assessor's three comps worksheet, grid estimate, I should say. And I put notes on it. We have a shared driveway, a shared well with no views. The first property, comp number one, is gated, paved, private road, wooded, and treed. It has a sprinkler system, security system. And I did note on there also that the living square foot is higher on the GIS because those numbers were not correct. I just wanted to let you know that. The second comp has a paved driveway, a sprinkler system, a sauna, two shops, and a lean-to. The third comp, I mean, you can read it. Paved driveway, view on a lake with 170 foot lakefront dock, wooded. Second kitchen for a rental. 8-car garage, includes a half bath, not on the GIS, which makes it a 4-bedroom. These aren't his comparables to our house. And something's got to be done about it. I'm just so sick of this.
Also, their comp one has a 2,500 square foot garage and a detached garage.
Yes, exactly. And I tried running. So they're giving us these worksheets, and they won't give us the calculations that they're using. We have to interpret it. And I have to do all the math to get it to. I get that my subject property, they're taking each property and they're lowering it down to the so they seem the same across with square footage, bedrooms, garage, whatever. And I get that and I understand the process. So I have to interpret each category at what cost per square foot or each cost per bathroom or outbuilding and decipher all of this. Why can't we get the numbers that they are using? Because I've done the numbers and each one they change to their own number. There nothing's consistent across the board with the assessor's numbers. And it's just not right. So I wanted to just say my piece.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me understand where you were last year. You were at 1,030,000 last year, and we sustained that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. But I went to the state, so that's still being looked at
again. You appealed that. Okay, so they dropped it this year to 1,002,000. So they dropped $28,000 off of it.
Yeah.
Well, now they're down to
957.
Right.
Okay.
And I could get that to 945 with a difference in the roof bid. But.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, I think we understand.
Can I ask you guys something? Since I come every year, I mean, am I approaching this the right way? I am just fumbling and trying to figure this out. I would like your input on what is the best way to come at you with numbers. Is it square feet? I mean, I originally started at square feet, but I can't find any comparable. The comps aren't there for the same. So then I have to do the worksheet like the assessor does and figure out each category to bring each comparable to the same value as ours. I don't know if you understand what I mean, right? Yes. But
I think your analysis of your house if you take the assessor's sheet, what you put all the information on there, but you don't have your items in there. You're saying they have all these things, but you don't say that you don't have it. You just say what they have.
Oh, well, I, okay.
Well, she did say that she doesn't have them.
Well, you don't have them, but I'm saying it's not on your sheet that way.
Okay, which sheet are you talking about?
The
assessor sheet where you put all the things on it that they have.
Okay. The grid estimate?
It's not clear that you have none of those.
Oh, it's not clear?
It's clear when you talk about it, but it's not clear from your sheet. You don't say that on your sheet.
Are you talking about the comparable, the worksheet? Is that what you're talking about, Dan?
I'm talking about the when she puts all the things on it that the assessor has that those properties have that yours doesn't have.
She says right on here, no views, no paving, no gate, no outbuildings, damaged interior. Shared well.
Can you, where is that?
It's on page 9. It's right next to the worksheet.
She's going through their comparables, and she needs to put it over there and say that it doesn't cover all those things.
Bob, can you tell me what sheet you would like to see that on?
Maybe you can give her the page number.
It's on page 20.
Page 20? Okay. So this would be the grid estimate.
So you could just copy the things you had on page 9 and I'm over here on page 20.
Well, she says she has a shared driveway and a shared well and no views.
I did put that up here again on the grid worksheet. I don't know if you see this, Bob.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. But it doesn't say you have no sprinkler system. Doesn't say
I get you saying, be very specific. I suppose when I didn't list it, I thought it meant that you knew that we didn't. I see what you're saying. I mean, it was a lot of paperwork, and I was trying to.
The main thing you have to do is show that whatever comparables you show, you have to be explicitly telling us that that has it and yours doesn't.
Okay.
And theoretically, you're supposed to put a value to that. And we understand that most people don't know how to value that. And I wouldn't know how to value all of them either. So I understand that. But if you at least tell us that they have this, they have a swimming pool and we don't have one.
Yeah.
We can have an analysis of what it is, but each item that you're trying to compare, you need to talk about those and why they are different than yours.
Right. So I get that. Yeah. Okay. So be very specific that we do not have any of those things I listed that the others do. Okay. So why is it so hard? They have all the tools. They have all their computer programs at the assessor's office to do all of this really quick analysis that we don't even know how to come back at them and what numbers they're using. Why isn't that available to the public?
Let me just explain this as simply as I can. They have a computer system, and they put in sales of properties with all the characteristics, and that produces a model in their computer. They then put your characteristics of your property into that model, and the computer then compares those characteristics and puts out a value for your property. That has been approved by the state of Washington for them to use that for valuation under what they call mass appraisal. And when they do that, it cranks out a number, and it doesn't spit out all the detailed information for them to give to you. So it produces a number for your property.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I expected they did do.
You know, the whole system is skewed. Dan, when he gives you the opening comments, he tells you that the assessor has a presumption of correctness.
Yes, and I was just going to bring that up.
That you have to talk to your legislator if you don't like that. Because right off the bat, they say they're right, you've got to prove them wrong. I think you've done as thorough a job as anybody could do of showing the differences, and I wouldn't sweat it or get any more frustrated than you already are over the whole process. I just would. Yeah. You're doing the very best you can do. You do a lot better than a lot of people that we see. So I wouldn't lose any more sleep over it.
Okay. And they do send this, and I don't even know how to, this is the Clark County Assessor. Anyway, I don't even know what it's called, but.
But
I don't even know how to read this. I don't understand it.
You're going to have to talk to them about that. We have enough information. We need to move on. Okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, I also, like, had to figure out what amount of money per square foot they're using. And I went through each category, each comp, and the numbers were changing. It was like, and I get it that it's a computer program and all that, but it's just, I don't know what happened. Like, when, I don't understand. Okay, well, I'm sorry.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Close.
This is the April 29th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 458 for property ID 168-412-000. And the property is owned by Ashok Swaminathan.
Ashok Swaminathan and Vijayalakshmi Ashok.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bonner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Ashok here for the appellant. If you can please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear the testimony you give? And this hearing will be the truth. Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, put it down now. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay, do you want me to share my screen and explain, or you guys see my documentation?
Can I just summarize quickly, and you tell me what you have? You have two comparable market analyses from a realtor.
I should have three comparable analyses. Let me share my screen.
Three comparables, but
yeah, three comparables, but only two market analyses.
Yes, two market analyses, because one from my realtor, another from an independent person that I just Googled and I found her.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, well, I purchased this property in 2022, May, and then I was looking at my property tax went up on 2024 by 15%. When I bought, the market was the interest rate were less than 3.5%, and so the market was hot. The value was $1 million, the appraisal, but we end up paying more or on top of it to get the house assigned to us or get the house for us. But then after we bought, and we found the interest rate went down, and the corresponding house on the property A comparison, which is right across my house, with the property ID number 168425000. It's property address 2002 Northeast 83rd Street. So it got sold for only $585. And then their property tax were not increased like mine. And also compared with other nearby, because since I'm in the countryside, I could not find a neighborhood to see within 1 or 2 mile radius. So I went by 5 mile radius. So I found two other properties. There are some you see here, it went down by 2% on the same year while mine was increased by 15%. And overall, if you see mine last 4 years went by 42%. While the others are all less than 25, 21, 17%. I did put the comparison, because I saw in the presentation today four other properties you had. Just for my analysis, I just found out theirs are only by 21. There's one went by 41% as well. Just for my analysis, I just found out. So, and then I asked my realtor about this. She gave me the analysis, and she gave me this report. She was saying that we can list in between these numbers as low as 914, as high as 1.3, but she's recommended 1 million. But that's the price, and it could take up to 60 days or so to find a buyer, because one, you're not in the neighborhood, you're on the countryside, you're on the main road, and you have other properties that were sold less. And I also checked the other one from Lindsay Carpenter. So we exchanged emails, and she sent the comparison report as well. She said that the house on the market originally listed for 1.1, but they got like 100,000 less, which is 999 after 92 days. And she gave me a CMA that, you know, report like 950. Somewhere like 1 million, so comparable to my properties, so which I already gave this to you. I also Googled it, and Redfin recently sold homes. This is my property. I don't know whether you can see in the arrow. This is where my property is. And I could see all the properties were around less than my property value that you currently assessed. So that's why I requests to appeal my property tax to be lower.
Can you tell me what page that those second comparables are on? I found the first one, I think. I'm trying to match up, but the second.
Oh, your page. Oh, this one.
Yeah, you're not that one. The one up to the right. Your pages aren't numbered, and I've been going through. You're trying to find where the second list of.
Okay, which one? You're talking about the column L, the one highlighter?
Column, yes.
This one I just did after I received an email from you about four other properties. These four other properties that you had appealed, these four other persons have appealed. So if you see here, this 14066400, you had meeting at 9 o'clock for Hogan Joshua and Hogan Thomas, and that's the one you see here.
Yeah, 140. Those are not other. Those are totally different appeals.
No, I understand. I just for my analysis. That's why I explained to you. Just for my understanding, I put it just so that you know I'm not crazy that I'm doing something wrong here. So. Apparently, if you see those people who have appealed today in the last 1 hour of the interval that you sampled it or you shared with me, I just tried to analyze myself. Of course, I did in my part, I only analyzed this three because I was told to give three comparisons, so I gave three comparisons. And this one, I, for my understanding, I did this after I saw your email a week ago. Okay.
Got an email from Allison?
Yeah, I got from Allison. Yeah, I got this email from you people from here.
Yeah, that's today's agenda that you're looking at.
There's that's different properties. Yeah, that's right. Correct, Allison. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the email.
There is a worksheet that we provide if you pull your appeal form online. That's. You just fill that comparable worksheet in, and maybe next year if you appeal, try to use that.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So the PDF, I got it from this. This is the PDF I'm talking about, where you see those four properties that I added to the spreadsheet for my understanding, for my analysis purposes, to see if their numbers are aligning with in terms of the property value and search to analyze myself. And if you see there, there's one property has increased by 41%. but the rest are all 21%, 14%, 23%, while mine was 42%.
Okay.
Increase in the last 4 years. Of course, 1 year it went by 15%. I was explaining to, all this happened because there was somebody came to my property from your office or Assessor County saying that she wants to see my property, go around. I said, okay. And then she, did you notice your property value went up or, and I wasn't aware of it until I saw that person. I forgot her name, Colin or Carla, I forgot her name, one of those. And that's how I know, because I never got the property tax documents to myself. I was told it was sent to my mortgage company. And I also received a letter. My wife told me that the mortgage company has sent a letter that your property tax is higher. So, oh, sorry, not property tax, the insurance. Sorry, my insurance got higher. So they recommended to change the insurance, which we did. We saved $1,000 on it. And that's how we know that, okay, I sent an email to Allison, of course, BOR, but Allison was responded to me the process for appealing. And then she started mailing the property tax from this year.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
These expenses incurred, all these after purchase expenses, $63,000, these have already been done. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. So after I purchased, because I bought assets, as you know, when I bought in 2022, the market was hot, and I really want to buy a property in Camas, and I tried four properties where I couldn't win the bid or the thing. And so my realtor put assets. We bought the house assets. After we bought, we found the roof issues. They put buckets under the roof where there were leaks. Mm-hmm. So we had to replace the roof. We had crawl space issues where the water was stagnating when there's heavy rain. So we have to do a French drain and have a sump pump created 6 feet deep. The painting was not done. The ceiling painting was never done. And the owner were living here for 10 plus years or so. They never painted. So there's a lot of wear and tear. So we had to repaint the whole house. All those things we did. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.